Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is Missouri State Representative Justin Hill from District 108, and he's down in Jeff City this morning. Justin, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Mark. I'm doing well. Long evening last night.
Yeah, I'll bet it was. You had a lot going on yesterday, and you know, between you and Rob Vescovo, it looks like maybe we'll get to the bottom of the million-dollar question. Where did the $120,000 come from that spurred the Greitens investigation?
That's absolutely the goal, Mark. There's just too many questions left unanswered. I know this is 2 years ago, but what we're seeing now is that this narrative is not working out for them, and there was a concerted effort to elect our governor.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Why? I guess the question, Justin, is why did this take 2 years? I mean, that question was lingering even after the governor resigned. Everything just kind of got dropped and went away.
Well, it was a scorched earth attack on the governor. So they sued him countless times. Things have to work their way through the court process. And one of those longer processes is the Missouri Ethics Commission. I mean, they had to subpoena 80,000 documents and go through all that looking for evidence that came up to cause him to resign. And ultimately, it was a pressure campaign. All his staff were getting sued. You know, it's just they went after his family and friends. And, he did the right thing at the time. He did what he had to do to survive.
Right. And, you know, he claims he was exonerated. Some people have taken issue with that since there was a fine levied for the fact that, there were some in-kind contributions that didn't get reported properly. Even Tony Messenger, the Post-Dispatch columnist here, who's a lot like Adam Schiff, made up his own little version of that in his story in the Post this morning. They will do anything to try to continue to drag this governor through the mud.
Yeah, for sure. They don't want the truth surfacing. That somebody is literally trying to stop the truth from getting out.
So I know, tell people what your bill would do. You're asking Bill Barr, the U.S. Attorney General, to appoint a prosecutor to look into this, correct?
No, not necessarily. Just ask, I filed a resolution, and a resolution simply is an official declaration from the House of Representatives here in Missouri that would send a formal request to the Attorney General, the DOJ, the FBI, saying, please look into the source of the cash that unelected our governor.
It doesn't, you know, I'm not a federal prosecutor, and I've never investigated a tax fraud situation, but somebody somewhere, that ought to be pretty simple to track down, I would think.
Yes, you're well aware. I used to be in the DEA task force, and one of the missions specifically I had was large currency investigations. And anytime we saw large bulk amounts of cash, it was always involving a crime. Somebody didn't want a paper trail on the source of the money. And in any crime, you always want to follow the source of the money. And those are the questions we left unanswered back in 2018.
Yeah, very true. And, you know, simultaneously, your House Majority Leader, Rob Vescovo, from down in Arnold, is in the Judiciary Committee trying to change the rule that would allow the legislature to look into this more deeply, correct?
Yes, because there were statements that were contradictory throughout the investigation, even done here. We had Mr. Al Watkins indicated that Mr. Fawn said that the cash came from a wealthy out-of-state donor that wanted Greitens removed. But then in another hearing, we heard Mr. Fawn say that, you know, the cash was his. Some people didn't even know the names of the people moving the cash. I mean, there's way too many discrepancies. And so the floor leader, Rob Vescovo, unrelated, honestly, we did not coordinate. He had a hearing on a bill that would give teeth to the House of Representatives, if somebody came and intentionally lied to this body, there would be repercussions.
Yeah, well, good for you, Justin, because I only say this partially tongue in cheek. Are you you've got to be ready for the barrage that's going to hit you now, because whoever was behind this was powerful enough to force the resignation of an elected governor in the state of Missouri. They're not going to let you get off easily challenging them.
I fully expect it, but usually, you know, truth and honesty, you know, goes a long way in this business. And, you know, and all we have to do is expose the truth is on our side. And I think we'll get to the bottom of it.
So what was the reaction yesterday when you submitted this resolution? And how quickly do you think you can get this request sent off to the Attorney General?
The reaction from a bunch of my members was like that. Oh, my goodness. You know, like, that took a lot to do, right? We've got a few members. You know, my colleague to the north of me, Randy Peitzman, he's co-signed this. So I expect other members today to start co-signing and urge the Speaker of the House to refer this resolution so we can bring it to the floor, have a debate, and get this investigation moving.
Well, thank goodness, and I'm glad to hear that. On a side note, before, and I've only got a minute or so left here, there was another hearing yesterday at 4. Is it House Bill 1935? Is that the bond?
1937.
Okay.
It's a bill to repeal the Supreme Court rules on quote unquote bail reform.
And is that? I mean, I can't imagine anybody would be opposed to that. You got 85 signatures pretty quick when you first brought this up, right?
Yeah, well, it's 82 signatures, and only 82 because we ran into some bad weather and people had to get out of the Capitol. But yeah, typically it'll be kind of party line, because last year the Democrat Party filed a bill to actually remove a cash bail requirement, effectively just letting felons out of jail the next day. So yesterday we had a bunch of sheriffs from four corners of the state come up here and say, listen, we can't keep arresting and releasing people. They're literally going back to our town squares and committing more crimes. I mean, they're arresting the same person for burglary twice in the same week. And they came to the committee pleading, please undo the Supreme Court's rules. And ironically, I told the committee, I said, listen, this is the most discussion we've ever had on this issue, because the Supreme Court literally took a bill and made a law. So they completely violated the separation of powers. And this is what happens. The people of Missouri are frustrated, and they want us to repeal these rules.
Well, Justin, listen, that's leadership, in my opinion. Keep up the good work down there and let us know how it's going.